Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Morrigan. In the interest of scientific advancement, they say, a group is creating artificially generated humans. Trouble is, the plan goes very wrong when one of the beings is more powerful than expected and has a huge drive to survive.
Amy!
Don't go in there!
Oh my God.
Morrigan was our third attempt. It's the next step in evolution.
Where's Morrigan?
What you don't understand is Morrigan is still evolving.
I'm starting to feel like myself.
Oh, sure. In the spirit of scientific advancement, they say, isn't that what got us rogue killer dinosaurs in Jurassic Park twice? Or crazy, ugly, bad zombie things in I Am Legend? And what about the Green Goblin? Come on, have we not learned our lesson yet? I guess it does sometimes make for good movies, though. But if it includes children like this one does, or corrupting the innocent again like this one does, or even worse, taints and even warps the brilliance that is girl power, no thanks. What about if we just go back to the days like Little Shop of Horror, when it's just a plant involved? Of course, it's a man-eating plant, but still, just throw it out in the desert for a few days, problem solved. So if you're up for yet another example that those who don't learn from history are destined to repeat it, then this is for you. And now into a completely different kind of movie, it's The Light Between Oceans. When it seemed impossible they would ever recover from their tragedy, a miracle happened. A couple who lives in Australia finds a boat washed up on shore carrying a little baby. No one could possibly know it's not theirs. Or could they?
Can't just be a coincidence that she showed up.
She's a lovely baby, but you can't keep her.
She needs us.
My sister had a terrible tragedy. Her husband and their baby daughter were lost at sea.
We have to tell people. It's her mother.
Someone knows that my girl is alive.
This could have been, should have been, a sweet, endearing romance where love can conquer all, heal all wounds, survive the passing of time, overcome great distances, and so on and so forth, yada yada yada. But that was not to be. Instead, this was briefly hopeful, followed by tragedy, sadness, dysfunction, selfishness, pointless sacrifice, darkness, lies, misdirection, death, more death, and even more death. So yes, an epic downer to say the least. Which, if your life is filled with happy, happy, joy, joy, not a care in the world, silver-lined clouds, bunnies, and flowers, fine, maybe a little down is a good thing. But for us normal folk, not so much. So if you want to avoid any more therapy, this one is not for you. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Light Between Oceans is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.